Today is June the 8th, 2022, and GQDN is brought to you by patreon.com/thegroupquest and by Audible and by stackup.org. In today's news, we talk about EA, some Activision, some Halo. But I said EA, so we got two stories on EA, but this one takes precedent at the very top because this comes from Eurogamer, and EA accounts may be asking you to change your password. Now, some people have been trying to contact EA as to why, and there's no answer about that, but it did take a while to get one. Well, they've been trying to ask about trying to change it, and they haven't been able to do that yet, but EA basically said this is why we need to do it. As a spokesperson did say, quote, "We have a duty to protect our players' information and ensure that EA accounts are not compromised by bad actors, which is why there are certain security checks in place in order for passwords to be reset. We are aware that due to security checks, some players can unfortunately experience difficulties accessing their EA accounts when they no longer have access to the email address linked to that account. We understand that this is frustrating and are actively looking to alternative methods of verifying these players to ensure access to their EA accounts is restored as soon as possible." So hackers do abound, and EA is trying to work on it. Now we go to Blue Nose for a few articles here. And what they're saying is Halo Infinite campaign will be in co-op testing next month. So this is a tweet that came from 343 Industries. Quote, "With Halo Infinite campaign network co-op arriving later this year, we're planning to flight it to Halo Insiders in July. Register and make your Halo Insider profile is up to date for a chance to participate." And they did put a link in their tweet. Just look up 343 Industries on Twitter. Now also, they said that Embracer now has a $1 billion investment from the Saudi Public Investment Fund. So, here is a quote from that. "The public investment fund, Savvy Gaming Group, will become the second largest owner in Embracer Group, AB, after acquiring almost 1 million shares in the Kyrgyzstan-based company. The move follows a similarly sized acquisition in January, when Savvy bought the esports division of Modern Titans Group at an enterprise value of $1.05 billion. The PIF, as the $500 billion fund is known, continues to deepen its push into a game sector that is the grip of consolidation. That last month, the fund took a 5.01% stake in Nintendo Company, making its third investment in a Japanese games company. Prince wants something, Prince gets something. Okay, just saying. Going on to another BlueNews.com article. MechWarrior 5 mercenaries are going to Call to Arms. So, Call to Arms is now available on the Epic Games Store and GOG.com and Steam. And that is the latest DLC for MechWarrior 5 Mercenaries. So, this is what they've said. And this is what MechWarrior 5 said. Okay. "Join up with the independent people of Sky to capture the Lurian Commonwealth's newest battle mech, the Hatchet Man, in a 5-mission questline. Call to Arms adds the Hatchman chassis, along with 23 new melee weapon-focused mech variants 5 melee weapons focused hero mechs, 9 new melee weapons, and the new animated Storm Shirt skin. Explore the new Scrapyard ability and the Hodo Desert Blooms, available throughout the campaign and career modes in instant action. Call to Arms adds the Hatchet Man successes, along with 23 new melee focused mech variants, 5 new melee weapon focused hero mechs, 9 new melee weapons, and the new animated Storm Shirt skin. Explore the new Scrapyard. I'm reading this and I'm wondering if I'm not rereading it. And there are some changes, but bear with me. Tourmaline, that was the Rubelit, and Hoodoo Desert Blooms, or Biomas, whatever. Available through campaign and career modes, and it's a call to action. Call to Arms is all about amping up the destruction with new melee weapons. Okay, so maybe a little bit of a definition there. But now, the last few articles will be from Eurogamer.net. And what they are saying is, Call of Duty returns to Steam with Modern Warfare 2. Now, Call of Duty is an Activision game. And with that being an Activision game, it was on the Battle.net app. But maybe they haven't got enough finances from the Battle.net players. So, they switched it over to Steam. And it might stay on the Battle.net app as well, but it's going to go to Steam. So, we'll see what happens there. But a very good article to take a look at. Staying with Activision, and staying with Warfare, too. Your Warzone items and progression won't carry over to Warzone 2.0. So, this is just an update of what they're doing, and they're trying... I'm imagining that they're trying to make it a different but similar game. We'll see what happens there. So, that does happen. It could be, So, it might split the Call of Duty community, but we'll see what happens in the fallout, of course, of this news. We end today with, and back to EA news, that they are refuting a report that Battle 2042 that might be going away. But according to Eurogamer.net, there is a skeleton team that still is working on the game. So we'll see what happens here. Because what EA said in a quote, there is a significant team at DICE alongside our other studios focused on evolving and improving the Battlefield 2042 experience for all players. Well, that's what they're saying. But there's only a skeleton team right now. So they could be getting more people in to work on the game. But like I said, we'll see. Hey, I'm only... I could be wrong. But I know that I'm not wrong by saying that this has been a Dawnforge production 2042. And you can see us all on thegroupquest.com and everybody that does the Dawnforge podcast at the Dawnforge on Twitter. We'll see you again tomorrow for more news about video games. Okay? Maybe some releases possible. We'll see. We'll see you tomorrow. Go play some games, people.